This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The long, slow train wreck that is BlackBerry has been paused, it seems, at least for now. A Canadian insurance company, Fairfax Financial by name, says it's going to spend almost $5 billion for BlackBerry, also a Canadian company, for what it's worth. Marketplace's Queena Kim is following the story for us. Hey, Queena.
Hey, Kai.
All right, first things first, why is an insurance company buying BlackBerry? Hello.
Well, the company Fairfax already owns like 10% of the company, so they're invested and shares are plummeting. And we have to assume that they made some sort of calculation that if they want to get their money out, maybe it's just time to buy the company and try to figure out how to extract that value, you know, get their money back.
All right. Well, if you plow $4.7 billion into a phone company that is dying, what's the plan? I mean, everybody had been writing BlackBerry off for dead long ago.
Yeah, there are a couple scenarios, and, you know, there haven't been a lot of details, so we're sort of riffing here. But one of the scenarios is that they might just break up the company and sell it into pieces. Like, even though everybody talks about BlackBerry being dead, I think by one of the last counts, they had like $2.6 billion in cash on hand. So they've still got a lot of money. They have patents. And the number that I've seen thrown around is it's, you know, worth about $1 billion. And, you know, that already gets you about $3 or $4 billion. They've also got this security business that it's still very well renowned. People really trust BlackBerry for security, and now they're using it on their own devices. But there's another scenario that they might be able to spin off this business or make a business out of it, offering security for Apple or Androids. So I think the point is, like, the sum of its parts is probably worth more than $4.7 billion.
All right, let me flip the $4.7 billion on its head then and ask you this: $9 a share for this company seems almost insulting.
Actually, some people are saying that maybe once the due diligence is done, Fairfax will come back and say it's even worth less.
So
I mean, that's what I've been hearing. And yeah, you're right. I mean, when you compare it to 2008, it was worth something like $83 billion. So yeah, it does seem insulting, but I don't know. I guess maybe that talks to how diminished the company has become.
Back me up for a little bit. BlackBerry used to be the only game in town. I saw a picture online today of people lined up to buy new BlackBerries back in 2006. Think about that.
I know. It's sort of hard to imagine, right? I mean, I was even alive then, and I still have to scratch my head. Yeah, it was what was, you know, everybody called the CrackBerry.
Right,
it was one of the first ones, right, where you could, like, email people, and that seemed so novel. And, like, I think the feeling is they rested on their laurels, and then, you know, as you know, Apple came in with the iPhone, and that took away the consumer market. They still have a lot of businesses that are on board, but even if those businesses are ditching them because people want to use their Androids and they want to use their iPhones.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. A couple of quick caveats before we go. First of all, the deal is not done. Nothing is signed, right? And then also, BlackBerry can shop itself around, can't they?
Exactly. Because I think, you know, they might feel that they can get more than $9, although that's a little up in the air. And yeah, nothing's set in stone. And everything we're talking about is really just us speculating, because if you saw the press release, there's not a lot of details here.
Marketplace's Queena Kim on the BlackBerry story today. Queena, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
BlackBerry shares, by the by, ended the day below that $9 offer price, so there is more negotiating to be done here, I'd imagine.